Radio 1 Podcast. Radio 1 Podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Now. The Scott Mills Daily.
How's you then, babes? Right, I'm not liking this thing that Greg's doing at the moment, to be fair. If you've ever met Scott in a nightclub, why not ring up and tell us about it? Becky actually wanted to listen across the calls that Greg is receiving at the moment. And surprisingly, I said no. Why would I want to listen to those? If you're that bothered, you can listen to Greg tomorrow, and I'm sure the ones that you can broadcast will be on.
I just want to know what you're so ashamed of, what you've done in these clubs, that what you've done when you met these people that you wouldn't want on air.
Well, that's for you to find out tomorrow between 1 and 4 with Greg James on Radio 1.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
Right, are you signing me up for loads of text alerts at the moment from various companies? Because I'm getting a lot more than I used to.
Me?
Yes, or you, the one that didn't speak. Are you signing me up for things where you get text alerts about certain things?
No, I wouldn't. I might send stuff to your house or, like, get you some, like, decorative plates or something, but I wouldn't bother just to get you a boring text alert.
All right, okay.
What are you getting text alerts
about? I'm getting them, a lot of them. One from a tanning company telling me it's National Tanning Week.
Mm.
And do I want a special offer?
Signed up for that one, surely?
No, I did not. And have you signed me up to a Hot Babes service as well?
No.
Because I get that one a lot. Every other day I get something about Hot Babes. I just wondered if that was you.
No, we've done Shakira and Chris de Burr text alerts, but we've never done Hot Babes or...
No, that's email alerts, is it not? Because I do keep getting emails from Shakira going, hello, let me tell you about my new single, Waka Waka.
She might send emails, we put your number on there, but if she's just chosen to email you instead, it might be cheaper for her, you know.
Okay, so you have been signing me up to emails.
Yeah.
Did you sign me up to the Will Young newsletter as well?
No, I think we'll put your name down for that.
Right. So you're not responsible for Hot Babes or tanning?
No.
Okay, good.
What do the Hot Babes offer you?
All sorts.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Right, you know when you think a prank is really, really funny and the other person really doesn't and you've totally misjudged it?
Yes. Were you here when I did the Matt Fincham stealing his phone thing?
No.
Basically, Matt had been waiting ages for his brand new phone. It arrived. He went to a meeting. He left it on his desk. The phone was worth a fortune. I thought, brilliant. If I hide this, it'll be really funny. And then an email went round going, who's got my phone? And then I went upstairs about 5 minutes later and our boss was going, Matt's just gone off, and Matt was crying and the boss was going mad. And then I thought, oh, what do I do now? It's that awkward situation of like, do I say it was me or do I just sort of hope it goes away?
Yeah. Right, my flatmate obviously is prone to these kind of pranks that he does and thinks it's funny. Well, you know, you do something and you go, ha 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 ha, I got you. Oh, you're crying. No, don't cry. It was just a prank. This is all going to backfire on him, right? My flatmate's got a girlfriend, yes?
Mm-hmm.
He has got this app for his phone that allows you to take a photo and then put a ghost on the photo, so it looks like a ghost is in it, but it's not. You put it on.
Right.
Yeah? So, he took this picture of his girlfriend and put a ghost in the background using the app and said to her, oh my God, look at this photo I've just taken of you. There's something really weird about it. Shows the girlfriend. She's like, oh my God, it's a ghost, and totally freaks out, right? She's really scared of ghosts. Yeah?
Mm.
Then the girlfriend sends to her flatmate. Now she has gone absolutely nuts as well. It's getting out of hand.
As you would if you had a picture and then there was a ghost on it.
Yeah.
What sort of ghost is it? Is it like just a big white sheet with two like black dots for eyes?
No, it's not like it's not one of those.
Is it a scream one? Is it like someone in a scream mask?
No, it's just kind of like bits of light and stuff. You know, like on Most Haunted?
Yeah.
So it looks kind of like there could be something there, but it's not that obvious. No, it's not just a sheet. So they're freaking out, and he sent me this email going, haha, look at the emails my girlfriend and her flatmate are sending to each other. And it includes stuff like, what are we going to do? I can't believe, after everything that's happened, now the flat is haunted. I couldn't sleep a wink last night. I kept thinking the shadows were moving. They are now calling the letting agents to find out what the building was before flats.
They're going to get someone round to bless...
And they're also getting someone round to bless it. Some priest that they know or somebody.
Oh, my God.
And this is all from him just using his app.
Like, like, I'm not being funny, but the thing that would annoy me about that is that the picture he's chosen to put the ghost on is one of her in a towel.
Yeah, that was, she was quite annoyed about
she's
that.
She's really pretty, and but she's sat on a bed in a, just a towel.
Yeah.
Like, you'd think he would have thought this through, that it might get circulated.
With so an imaginary ghost in the background.
Who's careful? Do you know what? If I was a ghost, he's sort of posing by the window on the curtain. I have to say, it's not particularly believable.
I know. I've just looked at the picture again. It really isn't. But it's they're things like, I can't sleep in my own room. Oh, that's okay. Come in my room if you need to. Or come and join me for drinks and we'll face the flat together later on.
Do you know what the best bit about the email is? Is that your housemate has written, I'm going to prank my other friend with it, so don't tell him about it. It will be hilarious.
It's really not going to be.
It's like when his girlfriend kicks off, he's not going to want to prank anyone else with it ever.
No, I think I'm fairly worried about the relationship, because when she finds out, he is so dead.
Off.
Possibly off, because it's like it's one of those things that you think is hilarious. Well, I know that when she finds out, she is going to go mad. Radio 1 Podcasts. Loads of people have done this thing with that ghost app, and it's normally gone very wrong. This is, I think, exclusively to boys. Boys think this is going to be hilarious, right? Am I right, Becky?
Yeah.
Only lads. Like, girls wouldn't find it funny at all.
No, it's
but we
it's
think
not,
it's hilarious.
Because it's not funny, it's
I just spoke to a guy called Nath from Kettering. He was like, I did it to a girl at work. Was she really angry? Yeah. Still finds it funny. Radio 1 Podcasts. Hello?
Hello, Scott. It's Tom.
Tom, where are you?
I'm in Southampton. I was actually just stopped off at fish and chip shop, actually.
What fish and chip shop?
A Goodies in Totten.
Aha, I know where you are.
Yeah.
I can picture exactly where you are right now.
Can you?
Yes.
They do good fish and chips, I have to say.
All right. Do you work for them or something?
No, I don't.
How can I help?
I have a story to tell you, which is, it's quite a mean story, if I'm honest, but I thought it was brilliant.
See, at the time, you think it's brilliant, and then
yeah.
You're like, oh no, don't cry, poor girl.
Yeah, a little bit. I thought I would buy, it was actually advised me from one of the people I work with, and they found that you could get fake scratch cards off of the internet, and I bought a fake scratch card with in mind that I knew my girlfriend, I was always wanting to win millions of pounds and wag it up as such. So I went to the co-op with her and we just bought some stuff and I bought a couple of scratch cards. I took one for me, took the one out of my pocket and said, oh, you can have this one and I'll have this one. Scratch mine off, it was only about £1. And with hers it said, oh, you've won 50 grand. And she was jumping around the shop, everyone was saying congratulations.
Well, you would.
You are evil.
I sort of left her to it for about a minute, and people were getting a bit excited. And then I said to her, what do we need to do now? And she flipped the card over on the back. It said, you need to post it to Ronald McDonald at La La Land. And then she eventually twigged that it was a fake, and she started crying.
And what did you do?
Evil boy.
I was laughing to start off with.
See? That's because you're a boy and you think it's funny.
Yeah, standard. It was funny to start off with, and then when she started to cry, I did feel a little bit guilty.
Are you still with her?
Yeah, I am, actually.
Oh,
I am.
Result?
Yeah. Kind of lucky, I suppose, because it could have gone down the wrong way, really.
50 grand?
Yeah.
You would cry.
Yeah, well, it could have been worse. It could have been like 100.
Oh, yeah, make yourself feel better, wouldn't
you? Oh, you did such a good thing.
Yeah, well done to you.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Having said that, Tom, high five me.
Oh, hang on, one sec.
Yes.
Brilliant.
Love you, bye.
Love you too, bye.
Hi, Beth.
Hi.
What's occurring?
Not much.
Have you got a story?
I have. I phoned my boyfriend one day at work and told him that I thought I'd been caught on a speed camera. And he said, oh, don't worry about it. You were probably, like, you'd be all right. And then later that day, he called me and said he'd come home and I had a letter from the DVLA and said that I'd been caught previously speeding. And he said if I got caught today that I'd lose my licence. And I burst into tears and then he said he was joking.
That's horrible.
That is horrible.
Why would you do a joke about the DVLA of all the stupid things?
Because
they're really funny, those ones.
It was under 2 years of me getting my licence, so I would have lost my licence and not been able to get to work.
Bet he found it hilarious, though.
Yeah, he was laughing until I started crying, and then he laughed at the fact I was crying.
Oh, my God.
Are you still with him?
How mean is that? Yeah, I'm still with him. We bought a house this year.
Oh, fine. See, it's all fine. Boys, it carry on. They stay with you. Right, I love you. Bye.
Love you,
high
bye.
Five. Dissed. Anyway.
BBC Radio 1 podcast.
It's Scott Mills, and Thursday is the day that we delve into your emails and see what you've got to say on Dear Scott. A lady that is posh from Radio 4 reads them out, and we answer them as honestly as we can. Here's your first one today.
Dear Scott, a while ago you were talking about adding the word babes to the end of every text to wind people up. However, would this work when breaking bad news? Just wondering. From Callum, 14, off of Corsham.
Callum, thanks for your email. Yeah, I think it does. For instance, let me explain. I'm splitting up with you, babes. Don't want to be with you no more, babes. I've just run over your cat, babes.
You can't.
Kind of lessens the blow.
No, it doesn't. It makes it worse.
No, definitely use that, Callum. Any bad news, it's fine. Just eating like your last bit of chocolate, babes. Doesn't matter how big or small it is, it works. For sure. Next.
I remember you talking about sandwiches. I love sandwiches. The Fat Darrel is the most amazing sandwich ever invented. It's one of those once-a-year sandwiches, though. Really fatty.
Okay, don't know who that's from, but we always like new food types and sandwiches in particular. Have you looked up the Fat Darrel? You have?
Yes.
And?
And it's chicken, breaded chicken, mozzarella sticks and chips all in one sandwich.
It's a heart attack on a plate.
It looks good. It was voted like best sandwich of the year about 6 years ago.
Let
He's
me guess.
He's got his own website.
Was that in America?
Yep.
Yeah.
Apparently they're sort of once a year type.
Yeah.
You can't eat any more than... It's just chicken fingers, mozzarella sticks and french fries.
Lush.
Sounds so good. Marinara sauce. What's
Jamie that? Oliver would hate this.
Is marinara sauce off of fish, though? Because I don't want fish in my chicken sandwich.
No, I think it's like a tomato sauce, is
oh,
it not?
Oh, that they tend to have with prawns and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, and pasta. I think we need to get onto this. Where do we get mozzarella sticks from?
Supermarket.
Can you buy them? I've only ever seen them in restaurants.
I don't know.
I'm not making my own.
Will you make us a Fat Darrel?
What, for tomorrow? Okay, you can't eat between now and then.
I'm not going to.
Because it'll have all the calories probably for the next week. You won't be able to eat over the weekend either.
That's fine. As long as I can experience it.
Do you want fat chips or thin chips in it?
Fat chips, they're better for you.
And do you want white or brown bread?
Like it matters.
Sometimes.
If you're going to delve into a Fat Darrel, you might as well have white. Next.
Subject, speedy borders. Hi, Scott. My boyfriend and I paid the extra to be SBs when we went to visit his brother in Geneva a couple of years ago. As we walked past the long queue of non-SBs waiting to board the plane, I must admit we did feel better than them and had slight smirks on our faces.
That's the problem with speedy boarders, always smug, always smirking at us people that haven't got the little SB written on their ticket.
These were quickly wiped off when we boarded the bus, ducked under the red rope that divides the bus into SBs and non-SBs, only to be greeted by some well-posh bloke looking us up and down and saying, "This area is for SBs only."
I love it there was a rope on a bus. See, they try and make you feel special, but really not.
We assured him we were SBs, but from the look on his face, we could tell what he was thinking. That yes, he was better than us, and we were just playing at being SBs. Love ya, Georgina Spender.
You see, Georgina, it causes divisions within society, and that's why I don't like it.
I'm still getting over the fact they had a roped-off area, like cut off of nightclubs in...
Miami.
On a bus.
Yeah. Well,
Miami and Bournemouth, there's a roped-off area in a club there.
Is there?
Yeah.
Love it they've still got roped-off areas. An actual rope?
Yeah.
Not outside?
No, like the two sticks with then the rope across to the VIP bit.
Love that.
You could have free haircuts and everything.
In a club?
Yeah.
What club is this?
This was like 5 years ago. I don't know what it's called now, but it was like in the town centre.
So being a VIP in this club, you go behind the rope and then they give you a free haircut. That's
yeah,
part
you get
of the...
to meet like all the Southampton football players and everything.
Oh, wow.
That's how classy it was, yeah?
Wicked. Next.
Hello, sweet cheeks. Smiley. Ex-ref to the Harry Hill tattoo.
Oh, yeah, I was in Brighton last weekend and I took a picture and put it on Twitter, and it's now on our blog, of a tattoo that was in the window of a tattoo parlour as an example of their work. And it was Harry Hill, which I thought was on someone's breast.
Hello, sweet cheeks.
Yeah.
Smiley.
Yeah, you just said that.
I took a long, hard look and have come to the decision it has to be the buttock area and not the chest due to positioning. And there seems to be a tattoo above Harry's head that looks quite bulky, and there should be neck there. Unless someone has dropped quite far south, if you know what I mean. Lots of love, the one and only Nicola, XXX.
OK, one and only Nicola. A lot of people are saying this now. They think it might be a butt cheek as opposed to a breast.
That's gone a bit.
In fact. Yeah, have a look at the picture on the blog if you want to see for yourself. If you've got really nothing better to do before work finishes, bbc.co.uk/radio1 on the Scott Mills blog. Next.
My buddy from school got a tattoo of William Wallace trying to be all patriotic, not obviously knowing any more than what is said in the film Braveheart. Only problem was what he actually got was a picture of Mel Gibson in a kilt. Scott from Edinburgh.
Right.
No one wants that.
Well, no, especially not now. I mean, that wasn't the best look back then, but now, really not. Wait, what's that tattoo? It's Mel Gibson in a kilt, yeah.
Why wouldn't you have stopped him when he did, like, half the face?
Because then you'd have half of Mel Gibson in a kilt.
Surely you'd be able to see that Mel Gibson was... Like, it was going to be Mel Gibson.
No, once you've gone for a bit of Mel, you've got to go for the full load, because that's stupid. You can't have half of Mel Gibson.
Why not just draw a beard on or change it into someone else?
Like who? Who could you change into?
I don't know. Do like loads of beard and then make it into Brad Pitt before he shaved it all off. I don't know. Anyone else?
The one that didn't speak just suggested Brian Blessed.
Just do loads.
Dear Scott, would you be as excited to see a double rainbow? Ross, Great Yarmouth.
Actually, yes, I would. Have you seen this?
No.
The boat with the double rainbow?
Whoa, that's a full rainbow. All the way. Double rainbow. Oh, my God. It's a double rainbow all the way. Whoa, that's so intense.
If you saw a rainbow and then another rainbow...
What's a double rainbow?
It's two rainbows.
Oh, OK. It's not. Oh, OK. It is actually just two rainbows.
Hmm.
Whoa! Oh, my God! Oh, my God! Oh, my God! Oh, my God, look at that. It's starting to even look like a triple rainbow. Double rainbow all the way across the sky. Oh, my God.
Sorry, I know you've seen this in your telephone, but someone else showed you on their computer and you did just say to the one that doesn't speak, what do I look for on the internet?
And he said, double rainbow.
What does this mean? It's so bright. Oh my God, it's so bright and vivid. Oh!
Oh, he's tripping out, man. No, I'm not sure I'd go as far
good.
As this. I know it is
no,
good,
it is
but
good,
he's actually crying.
Oh my God, what's it mean? Help me.
Oh, please. If you want to look it up, people, it's double rainbow.
Too much. I don't know what it means.
Mm-hmm.
You don't know until you've seen one, though. It might be like the eclipse, so it makes you go a bit funny.
Whoa, man. Loads of people are looking up the double rainbow guy on YouTube. See, now he's quite famous, and someone has auto-tuned this poor man and put him to music. Imagine if that was your dad. Right, imagine now, listen to this. Imagine this is your dad seeing a double rainbow. Am I playing this? Here he is. Here he is, it's your dad.
Whoa, that's a full rainbow. All the way. Double rainbow. Oh my God. It's a double rainbow all the way. Whoa, that's so intense.
Whoa.
Whoa. Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God.
It's your dad.
Oh my God. Look at that. It's starting to even look like a triple rainbow.
This is your dad.
Double rainbow all the way across the sky.
And now here's your dad, auto-tune.
Whoa, that's a full rainbow all the way. Double rainbow, oh my God. Double rainbow, it's a double rainbow all the way. Damn, it's a double rainbow all the way. Damn, oh my God. What does this mean? It's so bright, so vivid. Double rainbow, it's so dense, dense. It's starting to even look like a triple rainbow. That's a whole rainbow now. Ah! Double rainbow all the way across the sky.
Yeah, yeah.
So intense. Double rainbow all the way across the sky.
Wow, wow.
Oh my God.
Look at that rainbow.
Double complete rainbow.
Sounds like a lot of the tunes out there at the moment.
Radio 1 podcast.
Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.
Okay, Paul's been on from Edinburgh, just off the Royal Mile, actually, which is not far from where we'll be doing our one-man shows. And he's got some more ideas. I'm just going to quickly run by you for the shows that we are doing. If you've not heard this, we each have to do a 30-minute show on our own, on a stage in a small venue in Edinburgh at the Festival Fringe. Right, Paul's been on saying, what about pizza compare? We come on stage, order 3 pizzas from different places, see who gets there first, and get the audience to rate the pizzas. Not only is it easy to do this, but we'll provide some form of public service about where to get pizza from in Edinburgh. That's not bad.
That could be a good one. We get a free food out of it. That's
yeah, but what
good.
Do we do whilst, you know, whilst
oh,
they're
actually,
being...
Yeah. Because sometimes
delivered.
They don't turn up for 45 minutes and that's the whole show gone.
But don't after 45 minutes, don't you get the pizza free?
Yeah, but that's no good because the show will just be, hello, yeah, I'll have a cheese and tomato. I mean, not cheese and tomato, that's a bit boring. Hello, I'll have a Hawaiian. Yeah, okay, see you in a minute. And then you're just sitting on stage.
Yeah.
That's 3 phone calls and then just a big long wait.
Okay.
That's not going to work, is it?
Well, no, the end bit will work because everyone will get a free pizza, but it's the what to do in between, really.
Well, that's providing they deliver it within half an hour, and if they don't, that's a risk.
Okay, I scrapped that one. Paul also suggests spoil movies, where you read out the twist endings of movies like The Sixth Sense and Empire Strikes Back, etc. Just ruin a few people's days. Or maybe you could do it with brand new films that people haven't seen yet. Not thinking that would be very popular.
Yeah, people will walk out.
Scott the Agony Aunt. Just get the audience to shout out their problems and I give them advice, relationships, favourite wine, which TV shows to watch, etc.
You don't want that.
No, really not. love you all, even Becky, who I do now remember the name of. Oh, because he's put at the top of the email, Dear Scott, the PR for our lady, one that doesn't speak, and the lass I can't remember the name of right now. So thanks for remembering at the end of your email. Any more ideas for our Edinburgh one-man shows? Oh, God, we haven't got long. scott.mills@bbc.co.uk is my email.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Scott, do all the Rumpelstiltskin lines from the new Shrek movie. That should last about 30 minutes. And you do look like him after all. Ha 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 ha. Yeah, cheers, John in Plymouth.
What's occurring?
Do you know what? When I go home at night, I get tweets every single night. A lot of them going, oh, God, just been to see the new Shrek film. You look exactly like Rumpelstiltskin. I've not seen it yet, so I'll wait to pass judgment. Day 2 of Tracy. Hiya, Tracy, love.
Hiya, you all right?
Yeah, right. Where are you right now? Where are you?
At Lucy's house.
Who's Lucy?
My besterest.
What are you doing?
Just chillaxing, watching telly, and trying to stop my mate's baby from crying.
Oh... Anything else?
Just having a bit of a bitch.
About who?
Some random people.
All right. Would I know them?
No.
Okay. Do you have a bitch about celebrities with your friend?
Sometimes.
Who?
Mainly Katie Price.
Yeah. Anyone else?
Rihanna. I can't think. There's too much drama going off in her own life.
Oh, right, okay.
Did you see the gorilla jacket that Katie Price was wearing on GMTV the other morning?
Yeah, it makes me feel sick.
Yeah. Mm. I don't think it was real. It wasn't real gorilla, but it looked like a gorilla. When
no,
she was
probably
it.
Just one of her rugs at her bedroom that she bought.
Girls love a good bitching session, don't they? That's what they do when they're not having pillow fights with each other around their houses. Because I bet you do that as well, don't you?
Yeah, we fake tan each other a lot.
Yeah. We often do that, though, don't we? When the new heat comes in, we just look through it and go, oh, God. Oh, my God. Oh, God. We do that, don't we?
Yeah.
Okay, are you ready to play What's Occurring Day 2?
Yes.
Come on then, Chase.
Oh, what's occurring?
Now, this week, we've been talking about people who don't speak the same language but try and go out with each other. And Becky, you were saying about, is it your friend who is English?
Yes, and he's going out with a Spanish girl and they go to the tapas place because the waiter can translate.
So the waiter translates, so they, you know, because they don't speak the same language.
But I was saying yesterday, how do we know that what he's translating is actually what my friend wants to say to the girl and not?
He might be trying to chat up the Spanish girl. And you thought the phrase that he might be saying to her is...
Fancy some chorizo out the back.
Do you fancy some chorizo out the back? So we decided to see if this line works on people. So smooth-talking Dan went out onto Stupid Street and asked seven people if they would like some chorizo out the back. How many of them would say yes? Tracy?
Four.
If someone asked you for chorizo out the back, would you say yes?
Yeah, but are they asking it in Spanish or in English?
English.
Four then.
Yeah. Tracy says four out of seven said they would like some chorizo out the back. Becky.
Six. You'd say yes just to find out what it was, wouldn't you?
Yeah. Well, let's find out. Here is Smooth Talking Dan on the streets of Stupid, asking people if they'd like some chorizo at the back.
Have you got, like, a favourite vegetable?
Mushrooms are quite nice, I suppose.
Yeah, they are good, aren't they? Do you fancy some chorizo out the back?
No, not really.
What's your favourite sandwich?
I've just had it. Poor line tuna. I love tuna sandwiches.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you fancy some chorizo out the back?
Maybe not, no. It's a bit, like, fatty, isn't it?
Do you fancy some chorizo out the back?
Right now? Potentially.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thanks very much. Would either of you fancy some chorizo out the back?
What?
I've just got some knock-off Spanish sausage.
No, I'm alright.
It's free.
No.
What is your favourite room in a house? Of all the rooms, have you got a favourite one?
Kitchen, probably.
Okay. Do you fancy some chorizo out the back?
Yeah.
Have you got a favourite, like, favourite sandwich at all?
Don't mind having cheese sandwich. That's quite nice. Maybe melted cheese, yeah.
Really?
Yeah, nice. That's nice. Okay. Yeah.
Do you fancy some chorizo out the back?
No, I'm alright, actually. But
no? No. What do you prefer, actually? Spots or stripes?
Stripes.
Do you fancy some chorizo out
some
the
treats.
Back?
Chorizo? Oh, I love chorizo.
Do you want some now?
I've got to do something for work, unfortunately.
Shouldn't take long.
How long, roughly?
5 minutes.
Okay. No, actually, I should probably go and post these.
Okay.
Thanks for the offer anyway.
Well, thanks very much. Okay, bye.
So nearly persuaded by the treats out the back, but then denied last minute. So, Tracy, there were two in there.
Woo, I win.
Yes, you do.
Oh, what's the kidding?
You've got to be careful when saying yes if someone offers you treats out the back, I think.
Mm.
And those people were mostly sensible. Next one, thanks to Gravy in Ireland for sending this one in.
Also, can I just say, who chooses mushroom as their favourite vegetable ever?
What is your favourite room in a house? Of all the rooms, have you got a favourite one?
Kitchen, probably.
Okay. Do you fancy some chorizo out the back?
Yeah.
And who is my favourite?
Yeah.
Like, I've never heard anyone seem more enthusiastic about sausage in my life.
You are right. Like, who chooses mushroom as their favourite vegetable? Out of all the vegetables you could possibly have, mushroom would not be it.
The one that doesn't speak's mushroom's favourite?
No.
What's
like,
better
what?
Than a mushroom?
Like,
oh, it's just so much so better
much
than a mushroom.
More.
Red pepper, carrots, sweet potato.
No? Not better than mushrooms, you're saying? That's controversial.
Cucumber? Even cucumber's better than mushroom.
We've got to say... not beetroot. We're not saying chorizo.
That's the way you say beetroot.
Beetroot? We have to say chorizo. Sorry, Spanish people. Gravy in Ireland, thank you for your next one. Thanks for sending this in. Gravy was watching a show called Pussies Galore on More 4.
Oh, sorry, what?
Pussies Galore on More 4 the other night.
What's that about?
Cats, and they actually said the C word quite a lot on this show, cats. And that's the question, really, to both of you. How many times on Pussies Galore or More 4 did they say cat? Becky?
Oh, well, Joanna Lumley did a programme about cats and hers was ridiculous. It was like 80 something, so I'm going to say 65.
What about you, Trace?
40.
40. Yeah.
Apparently mushroom isn't a vegetable, it's a fungi. Oh.
Mushrooms are horrible.
Not your favourite, then?
No, I nearly threw one up in dinner.
God.
That's a story.
Let's find out. Here they are talking about cats on Pussies Galore.
The cat shows. The cat shows.
I wouldn't say Kelly loves the cats any more than me.
Cat. You want your cat to look perfect. Cat. Cats. Push you with the cats. Cat. Cats. I feel strange if I stroke a furry cat.
Cat.
In my family, I'd like as many cats as I could. And you never get a two-faced cat.
I've never said no to a cat.
Cat.
One of the biggest cat shows in the north.
Cat.
As carer to 83 cats.
Cat.
A colony of cats.
Cat.
The annual Viking cat colony of Hurra.
I like to feed the cats on chicken and fish.
The cats are taking their daily constitution.
Cats.
She definitely likes spending time with the cats.
I was given the task of counting how many cats that was then, and after a while, because it kept going cat to the beat, after a while I was doing my five-bar gate of like, just to the beat of the music rather than...
My five-bar gate.
What else do you call it?
Doing my five-bar gate.
So it actually, I stopped counting the
I'm
cats
so
and
musical.
Just doing them. A five-bar gate isn't musical, that's just counting. That's just doing four sticks and then doing one across.
Oh. So how many was it?
Well, I don't know, so maybe we should... I don't know. Oh, give God. Tracy the point. It was quite a lot, though, so I think maybe me the point. Apparently it was 53. Yeah.
Who told you that?
STD.
Is that right? Okay, thanks, STD, for counting. So who gets the point?
Well, I said...
65.
And Tracy said...
40.
So your math says that...
That you get the point.
Yes.
Yes. One all.
Ow! What's occurring?
Seriously, there doesn't need to be a big mushroom debate now on 81199, really not. And now it's time for Who's That Tweeting? We all love a celebrity. We love to read their tweets. But who's tweeting today? You've heard this before, Trace, haven't you?
Yeah.
So I will get the voice of the tweets to read out a tweet. You tell me which famous person tweeted it. Here's your first one.
Going with a hangover to rock and roll power yoga. Can I wear my cowboy boots? Let's get hot.
Who was that, Becky?
Nadine Coyle.
Tracy?
I don't don't know.
Any celebrity, have a guess. Do you want to hear it again?
Shakira.
Going with a hangover to rock and roll power yoga. Can I wear my cowboy boots? Let's get hot.
That was Lady Gaga. No point. Sorry, peoples. Next one. Here's your next celebrity tweet.
Listening to the boys come up with heart butt songs. Good times.
Who was that?
Heart butt songs?
Yeah, what happens is you take a song that's got heart in the title and put butt instead. For instance, Quit Playing Games With My Heart from the Backstreet Boys would become...
Quit Playing Games With My Butt?
Yeah.
I've never heard of this game. Do you play it a lot?
Pink invented it on Twitter the other day.
Do you play it a lot?
No, she does.
Oh, so I'm going to guess Pink.
Oh, rubbish!
Tracy, I suggest you guess Pink.
Yeah, I think I'm going to as well. I say Pink.
Bless you with your head and your hands over there.
Oh, no. Yes, that's right. It was Pink. So you both get a point. Good, Scott. Here's your next one.
So many people keep saying they like my new hair colour. It's been dark brown for 2 years now, and this is my natural hair colour.
Who said that? Talk about hair colour.
Davina? But I don't think she's changed it. I'm going to guess Davina.
Tracy?
Lily Allen?
Lily Allen? The person that said this.
So many people keep saying they like my new hair colour. It's been dark brown for 2 years now, and this is my natural hair colour.
Was Duncan James off blue?
What colour's his hair then?
He used to be blonde when I had a picture on him on my bedroom wall.
Yeah, see, he does change it sometimes. He often goes for the tipped highlight as well.
Yeah, that was so nice.
And the next one.
Someone just told me I have the best Cosmopolitan magazine boobs. Great!
Who would tweet that?
Katy Perry.
Tracy.
I don't know.
Guess.
I can't think. Oh, I'll just say same as Becky. I can't think.
Tracy, not feeling old today.
My brain's just gone blank and I can't think. Oh.
Okay, why did you say Katy Perry, by the way?
Because she's got amazing boobs.
Katy Perry is the correct answer!
Yes!
Well done to both of you. Well, not so much you, to be honest, Tracy.
Well.
You big sheep. And your next one, I want original guesses, please.
Randomly, my grandma has just spoken to Jerry Springer on the phone. Ha ha.
Ha ha. Who would tweet that? Which celebrity? Tracy.
Oh, God, this is so hard.
Not really.
It is. I can't think of no celebrities. Andy Peters.
Out of any celebrity you could choose.
Bonus point for stupidity.
Any celebrity at all. You choose Andy Peters.
I can't think.
No, really. Obviously not. What's your sensible guess, Becky?
I'm going for Justin Bieber.
Both wrong. It was Joe McKeldry who just spoke to...
And you laughed at her for saying Andy Peters is a random guest.
Yeah. Thank you to Voice of the Tweets.
Bye-bye.
Bye. And that means that we've got a draw of 3-all on today's Oh, What's Occurring. Tracy, can you be asked to come on tomorrow?
I would love to.
Would you?
Yeah, but not tomorrow, isn't it Monday?
Oh, yeah. Good point. Yeah, Monday then. Do you want to speak to us on Monday?
Yeah, I do, but can I say this before you go?
Oh, God.
I need to say to Sinead that I do not sound like Corinne off of Big Brother on the radio. But I still love it.
Do a little bit.
Just say, are you buzzing? Just say, are you buzzing?
Say, are you buzzing?
What? I'm buzzing. Are you buzzing? I'm buzzing. I
Same.
Love it.
Yeah.
High five.
Hang on a minute. Let me just do it. Hang on.
Love you, bye. Speak to you Monday.
What's occurring?
So if I'm going to keep playing Pink's game of replacing heart with butt, Alicia Keys' song is now Try Sleeping With a Broken Butt.
Yeah. Same as Total Eclipse of the Butt. That's on.
And mech thunder in my butt.
Yeah. See? It's good fun.
Total eclipse of the butt.
Yeah, thanks to Pink for inventing that. What
about
a great
Will
game.
I Am featuring Cheryl Cole?
What was that? Oh, yeah. Podcast. It's Thursday. The Posh Radio 4 lady's back. And she's got the stuff that you've been saying this week on Dear Scott.
From Matthew from California. Big fan of the show. How about acting out a scene from Hamlet? To be or not to be?
Hamlet.
Fancy it?
Not myself. You could do it, though.
Me?
You could do it in your slightly seductive West Country accent. What do you think? This is for our Edinburgh shows.
Oh, I thought you just meant for me to do it just...
No, not just randomly.
Willy-nilly.
No, we've got some one-man shows to get together, so...
Oh, right, you want me to try it for that?
Okay, go on.
Do you want me to try it now?
Yeah, go on.
All right. This is from Hamlet.
Okay.
If you want. Right. Not too cavey, though. To be or not to be, that is the question. Whether 'tis nobler in the mind to suffer the slings and arrows of outrageous fortune, or to take arms against the sea of troubles, and by opposing end them to die to sleep no more, and by asleep to say we end the butt ache and the thousand natural shocks. I just replaced heart with butt there, because I forgot.
Not for a whole half hour. No.
What about the bit about the bear bodkin? Who would fardles bear to grunt and sweat under a weary life, but that the dread of something after death?
It's not working for me.
The one that doesn't speak said to me, just carry on when there's nothing at the end. So just kept going. It's quite long sentences, isn't it, this Shakespeare stuff?
It is. That's probably a no, but thanks very much for your input there.
To grunt and sweat under a weary life, but the dread of something after death. I'm into this now. Than to fly to others that we know not of, thus conscience does...
Stop it! Next idea for Edinburgh.
Whoa, hey Scott, winking smiley. I have a fabulous idea, smiley. You could try and see how many T-shirts you can get on yourself in a time, then jump into a pool and see how quick you can take them off. Smiley. From Kaylee Grenfell from Cornwall, painting her nails, laughing smiley.
Thanks, Kaylee. Is that not just a wet T-shirt competition?
No. Have you ever tried... You know when you're drenched and you're trying to get your clothes off, it's really difficult.
Never done it.
But when your clothes are really wet, you know like when you've been out in the rain and you get so wet that you sit down and your jeans are like...
Really heavy.
...stuck to you and really heavy?
Yeah, okay.
It'd be that times 75 T-shirts or however many you managed to get on.
All right.
There must be a record before... Like that guy who put on all the pants recently, did you see that?
Oh, yeah.
And he got, like, there is a certain amount that you can get to and then you can't physically put any more on because it's so big.
Can I ask, where's the entertainment here for the audience?
There's hours of entertainment in that.
All right,
you should try that next week. You know we're doing our tryouts.
That should be one of them.
We've got loads of promotional T-shirts upstairs, various sizes and shapes.
If you want to send in your idea for Edinburgh, we are doing some tryouts next week. To get some practice in for our one-man shows. No idea's a bad idea. Send them in.
Think Scott should do a reverse striptease for his act. Lots of love, Susie from Runcorn, XX.
What, so I start off with no clothes on and then put them back on?
Yeah.
No one wants to
see
that.
I turn up late for that one if I was...
Yeah, turn up well late for that. About 15 minutes in, you'll
all
be fine.
Yeah, just better just to see the end.
Next.
How about getting a live hair model? And whilst you're cutting / styling her hair, you could also do a tribute sing-along to Dizzy Rascal. Anne.
Thanks, Anne. I have had really bad experience of cutting people's hair before, once with tennis player Andy Murray, and once on a charity TV show called Celebrity Scissor Hands. Ah, those are the days where I had
to... That was the incident with the, what do you call it when you get the washing out of your...
The colonic?
Yeah.
Yeah,
there
was.
An incident with that, wasn't there?
There was. That never got put on the TV, though, so let's not talk about it too much. That got cut from the broadcast. The colonic went wrong. And I'm scarred by the whole experience of Celebrity Scissor Hands, including the colonic and also any haircuts, because I made people cry. So I'll never cut hair again. Thanks for your idea anyway.
Dear Scott, Becky, the one that doesn't speak, and the PR4L. Here in the US, not only do we do the high five thing on the phone, we also give each other a pound by pressing the pound button. A pound is like a high five, only with the fists. Also, I have an idea for the one-man show in Edinburgh. We had a show not so long ago that was called Whose Line Is It Anyway? Anyway, on this show, the presenters would do some improvisational comedy. One of the sketches they would do is that an audience member would choose a letter of the alphabet, and the presenters would have to say words that started with each subsequent letter, in order, in a comedic situation. This would be a good way of passing the time, as it would involve audience participation and comedic use. Tyler, New York, USA. Not the city. I live in the middle of nowhere.
Thanks, Tyler, for your idea.
How is that going to work? You can't do that on the top of your head. What, in a joke? Like, Andy bought cucumbers down Enfield from somebody.
From?
George.
Graham.
He instantly...
Oh, I'm not good at this.
...joked.
Kay.
Karaoke.
Yeah.
Lemons. It doesn't mean you can't make a sentence out of that.
You're better at it than me, though. Maybe you should do improv for your... I don't know. I quite like that idea.
I'm happy to do improv, but not one of those ones where you have to step forward, because I've got an irrational fear of that. I think Whose Line Is It Anyway might be one of those shows which I can't watch, where all stand in a line and then they get the subject and then they sort of jut forward to see who gets to go first.
You get a hot flush during that, don't you?
You can tell I'm getting nervous and scared of it now.
Next!
Dear Scott, Becky, the one who doesn't speak, and the PR4L. Here's an idea. Chat Roulette live. Have the camera face the audience / you and chat it up with strangers. It shall be quite the adventure. Love you. High five. Andy. P.S. I think this saucy puppet show of yours should be on American television.
I don't want any part of Chat Roulette with an audience.
Isn't there some stat that like 1 in 3 on Chat Roulette is like a boing?
Yeah, it really is.
We can't have that to the audience.
No, we can't. Have you been on, have you?
No.
You have, haven't you? Just say it, it's fine. Like, loads of people have been on Chat Roulette. If you've been on it, then just tell us now, it's fine, we're all friends here.
I'd say don't go on it, because you'll just get a scare. Yeah, that's all you get.
No, you do get... No, it's not all you get. You get occasional frat boys in America going, we're having a party, man, we're having a party, and then the next one...
So anyway. You've been on it as well?
Email scott.mills at bbc.co.uk with any ideas you've got for our Edinburgh one-man shows.
Which one are you, the frat boy or the...
I thank you very much.
The Scott Mills Daily.
You know, I went to Brighton at the weekend and I saw in the tattoo parlour window a previous example of their work, which was Harry Hill, which I thought was on someone's breast, a tattoo of Harry Hill. Lots of people speculating whether it is a boob or a bum. I think I now have the answer. Stuart Francis, the tattooist who did the tattoo, has been on. Hi, Scott. That bloke's going to be very happy that you thought his bum were boobs on your visit to Brighton. Because I can now reveal...
You've just done the reveal.
I know, but I'm going to do it again. The Harry Hill tattoo was on a bloke's bum. He says, you should look at breasts more often, young man. It took him 3 hours to ink it, and he got the Harry Hill tattoo because his kids love Harry Hill. So I thought, do you know what?
I don't even want to ask why his kids would be looking at his bum.
Oh, yeah. They're never going to see it. Anyway, it was the only space he had left, apparently. So they went for it. Thanks to Stu in Brighton, the tattooist who did the Harry Hill tattoo.
That email just throws up way more questions than...
It really does. But I'm glad I've finally got an answer, because I wasn't sleeping at night, to be fair.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Radio 1 Podcast. That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.